on Dissenters Forum. Now for a final few thoughts today. It was back in 1976, WMCA Radio. I was their number one draw for, I had a larger audience than Sally Jesse Raphael, Barry Farber, Barry Gray, Long John Neville, Larry King. They were all on, Bruce Williams. But here in this dead zone in the afternoon, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, we had an audience of people interested in health and nutrition. And I just finished on a Friday afternoon doing a four-hour special, a tribute to Dr. Carlton Fredericks. I came off the air. I was informed that I couldn't get back into my office, that I had been fired. I said, why? What have I done wrong? They said, well, you haven't done anything wrong, but we believe we can get Carlton Fredericks to come from WR over here and take your audience and take your sponsors. I said, well, at least allow me a chance to say something to my audience. I share a lot with him. Well, Gary, and here's what he said exactly, verbatim. It will stay in my mind forever. Gary, one audience is just like the next, and one host is just like the next. And we'll replace you, and whoever we replace you with, they'll keep your audience because the people don't care. There's no loyalty. This is radio. And I walk out of the studio with a bag of my books. I'm standing downstairs, and a man, one of my audience was riding by at the time. His name was Dr. Philip J. Hodes. And he said, can I give you a ride? And I said, sure. And it was a cold day, and we were riding up to my apartment, and I'm turning on the radio, and there's Barry Gray saying, oh, well, Gary Noll has gone on to do other more important work, and Dr. Carlton Fredericks, in order to help Gary's audience, has agreed to quit his WOR show of 25 years, a 50,000-watt station that never had any problems with anyone, and come to the most volatile show in the history of broadcasting, WMCA, and take a 5,000-watt station and Gary's audience. Well, my sponsors quit en masse, but more importantly, the audience never knew where I went. I came to WBAI, and there on BAI, from nothing, we built a movement. With you, we were able to ban DDT, MSG, and baby food. We helped sponsor the women's movement. We started the first radio forums for Vietnam vets who had been exposed to Agent Orange. And Paul Rudishan did our show over 50 times. And we were able to, over a period of years, with all of your support and national efforts, to get all the agents exposed to Agent Orange, all the vets, to get them compensated. Now, for the last 11 years, we've been fighting Gulf War Syndrome and all the vets. We've had over 200 major causes. These couldn't have worked without you because you felt something about them. So when there's a cause, we take it on fearlessly and professionally and compassionately to see if we can right wrongs. It's rather interesting that Betty Kamen, Jonathan Zizmore, and one other person who had been regulars on my show, when Carlton Fredericks refused to come on Monday because he really was doing it just to keep on WOR, as it turned out, and I called him and I said, out of loyalty to having you on the show and the cause of our audience, could you boycott? And they said, no, it's an opportunity. And I was very surprised, and I was actually hurt, the fact that people I'd helped would not consider what they had done to me as egregious, and I said, and they'll do it to you. Well, initially they kept the audience, but over the next 3 years they lost the audience because they weren't interesting, they weren't original, they weren't provocative, and they really offered themselves. That's about much of what radio is about. But we built from scratch. We looked at it as an opportunity for growth. What now has occurred is that we're back in that same situation. After receiving a letter from Bernard White yesterday, and we have the letter, and I understand some of you have been calling the station being told that none of this is true. Well, we have the letter, and we're going to post it on our website today. More importantly, we have been told that our Wednesday show has been canceled. No notice, no discussion, nothing. This is typical, and this is the way it is. So what we want to do is we want to get people to understand that we will not take this lightly, not because of me, but because of what, once again, it does to the audience. And we believe that the audience has a right to the programming they want, and BAI has become a cabal of self-interested, self-serving, unfortunately unprofessional, unaccountable voices more often than not. You have to look through the debris to find something of value to listen to. This shouldn't be the case. We should have outstanding voices representing wide varieties of topics and interests that serve the public as it was meant to be. There's virtually civil war going on now within the foundation and within the stations. And people are moving for power. We have never sought power. We have never sought position. We've never been invited to a meeting except one. In 25 years, I was invited to one meeting, and that was to reprimand me for daring to interview someone on a political topic when it was the exclusive domain of Amy Goodman. She harangued with Bernard White and Valerie Venisser and me in that meeting. Little did they know that that meeting would have a silent witness. But that was my one and only excursion into discussion. So be it. Now they have taken a challenge, assuming that my audience will not respond and be indifferent. Well, one person's the next. We'll put someone on Gary's audience, these build up, and that way they don't have to build it up. It's kind of a plum, a nice payback. Here, take Gary's show, take his audience. One audience is just as indifferent as the next. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not true. You're the only one who will decide this. I will boycott tomorrow's show. I will not listen to it. I will not support the station's efforts to do this to me. Do not stab me in the chest and expect me to thank you for it. I come from a protest and activist background. That's why we've had these issues. Paul DiRenzo is here with me. He was unfairly banned and fired from the station. He fought back. Unfortunately, few people have. Well, now I'm going to fight back with all the power and all the passion of my resources, not for me. Trust me. It is for this audience and the integrity of what non-commercial radio represents. I do not see that integrity represented in the choices and who's on the air and who's running the stations or the foundation now. That, trust me, can change. Be very careful in your assumption of power. It can be very precarious, and more often than not, it's an illusion. For those of you who want to join me in a massive protest against the leadership of this station, from the manager to the program director and all these other people, and their little cabal, join me next Wednesday. We will be there in force, and we will be there with our lawyers, and there will be surprises, I promise you. I will not allow this tyranny to exist unchallenged. 120 Wall Street, next Wednesday, we will be out front. We will be peaceful, we will be nonviolent, but we will be vocal, and we will challenge. 11 a.m. You can also let the people who run the foundation, if they're at all interested in what you have to say, which I don't believe they are, you can let them know what you feel. First, call the following number. Call 212-209-2800. 212-209-2800. And they're blocking the calls, but write. Write to the station. 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's 10005. We are going to fight. Goodbye.
Few minutes to one. You are listening to WBAI in New York. My name is Bernard White, program director here at WBAI, and I just ran in from a meeting that we're staff meeting, that we're regularly scheduled staff meeting that we were having in the back room. Just a quick response to what you heard a little earlier. You heard from Gary Noll, and as you know, this is Free Speech Radio. We allow people to come to the air. I just wish that everyone that come to the air would be accurate. Some of the things that you heard over the past hour or so were not totally accurate. As you know, as many of you know, who've been listening to WBAI for many years, one of the things that we do here is that we have a variety of different programs that come through. These programs are not ordained. They are disseminated based on what the assessed needs of the radio station are. And no one is, no one is above that. I, as many times, have been taken off the air over the past 20 or so years because the program director or the whatever the decision-making apparatus thought that I would